Blog Talk Radio.
Prosperity. Today is Oracle Friday. It's Friday. I love it. We're getting ready to go into the weekend, and we like to make this our fun day so that you can get answers to your questions. And today we're going to be pulling from our Oracle book. And of course, Dr. Reggie is going to interpret those oracles for you as they apply to your life and your questions. Oh my goodness. Anyway, guess what? I'm Cynthia Johnson. I'm your host this morning, along with Dr. Reggie Johnson and Gloria Wells, who moderates our chat room. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, you know what? I started a new job this week. Well, actually, I started last week. So I'm into, it's Friday, and I don't have to get up and go to work tomorrow, so I'm all excited. Anyway, how are you this morning?
Pretty good.
I know, I'm just running my mouth this morning, as I do usually, but okay. So will you take us into our morning prayer, and then we're going to get started.
Heavenly Father and Mother, God and Goddess, we thank you this morning for being divine parents. We thank you for wisdom with the angel called Raziel, for divine wisdom, giving us truth, overseeing us, and helping us to be guided in that wisdom. Touch us this morning, those people who have questions, intuitively that we can answer those questions and help them on the path to grow and to be enlightened. And finally, use their own intuition, God-given, that they learn and grow and prosper. I believe it is so, and so it is.
So here's how we do this thing. If you have a question, you need to call in. Can you guys hear me? Okay, so you need to call 914-338-0590 and press 1 on your telephone keypad. And then we will read an oracle. You'll ask us your question, and then we'll read an oracle to you from the oracle book. And then Dr. Reggie will interpret it for you. So it's amazing. I will tell you that God, the universe, source, whatever name you want to call it, is always available to us, always, and will always answer through whatever mechanism you're willing to receive the message. Amen? Okay, so I want to talk to somebody this morning. Come on. Click number 1 and come. Just take a pointing to me and Dr. Reggie. We want to hear your voice this morning. I'll give you some time. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Nobody wants to talk this morning? Dr. Reggie says, they haven't had their coffee yet. Ooh, we got a caller. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good this morning. Thank you.
Who am I speaking to?
This is Erica.
Hi, Erica.
Hi. I'll just take something general. I don't have a specific question.
Okay, hold on. Something general for Erica. Okay, I have that Gemini. Dr. Reggie's sitting close to me and it gets an echo. Gemini, the sign of the twins. assures you can talk your way into it.
That no matter what you're doing.
I have to turn your mic on.
As a sign of the twins, there's dualities to everything. It's the number two. It means no matter what happens, there's a light and dark side, there's balance, there's yin and yang, and no matter what's going on in your life right now, look at each side of it. Not to take on one specific side as negative or bad or too positive and good. Look at it for what it is and remain neutral in the instance. No matter what happens to you in your life, whatever life throws you, you can handle it.
All right.
Do you have something going on in your life right now?
Well, that's funny because I was just thinking about the book that we've been doing, the spiritual partnership,
mm-hmm.
And I was skipping ahead to the end, and I feel like I'm turning into the new woman. And I feel like my husband's lagging behind, and he just happens to be a Gemini.
Oh, wow.
And I'm wondering if he'll ever catch up and start on a spiritual path.
He will, but you remember, in Circles of Prosperity, we said we have an eternity to get it fixed, and it's up to him in his individuation to do that. We can't force. We have to simply allow.
Yes.
And by your example, he will follow. Because your light is stronger than any darkness that ever existed. So in your soul catching up, he'll finally catch up too.
Yeah. Yeah, it was saying either the male catches up or the marriage breaks apart. So
it won't break apart. I think the marriage is destined for a reason. So you're leading this time in terms of your spiritual development, as most women do. They get the feeling vibration first, and then finally the men go, maybe there's something to this, and they catch up later. So not to worry.
Very cool.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you, Erica. Anyone else this morning?
It's really quiet. Where are all my people? Is this the Labor Day weekend?
It's not till the second Monday. Monday is Labor Day. So some people have Monday off. Maybe some people do. Libraries and post offices and schools.
September the 2nd?
It's on Monday.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's why it's quiet. Everybody's taking off. Well,
they said September 3rd, but that's the real official day, but I don't know.
Okay.
People taking off.
Listen, if you have a question, go ahead and press 1 on your telephone keypad. This is Oracle Friday. And I apologize for the echo. Hey, Gloria. Do you have a question for the Oracle? She's typing. She's in the chat room. All righty. Well, you know, I don't want to have dead time here, so I'm going to talk about some stuff. How are you guys feeling about... I'm going to mute Dr. Rich's phone. How are you guys enjoying the book, Spiritual Partnership? Somebody can talk to me about the book. What experiences are you having? Anything? You know, I've got people here on the line, and I recognize a lot of these numbers. You guys call every day, and I love you so much, but just share with us. You know, we're talking about having courage right now. We're talking about compassion and developing in our compassion and having intimacy. We're a small, intimate group here, and I just encourage you to share. Gloria had a beautiful testimony yesterday, and I wanted to hear more from her and take time to talk about that tomorrow. Okay, so she tried to Skype, but it didn't work. I don't think you can call us with Skype. But let me give you the number. It's 914-338-0590. Try that and see if it works. Okay, so can you... All right, you're in Australia. Can you do a telephone call or from Skype? I think you have to pay for it. Can you do that? All right, here's my next alternative. If you do call in, press 1 on your telephone keypad if you'd like to have a reading this morning. If you can't call in, Gloria, by Skype, then type out your question and I'll pull an oracle for you and Dr. Reggie will interpret it. Okay? Good morning, 2345, you're on the air.
Yes, good morning. It is Gloria this morning. Good morning.
Hi, Gloria. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm wonderful. I wanted to, I do want a card pull for me, absolutely. And and I just wanted to, yesterday I spoke so quickly. I only had a few minutes, so I had to kind of jam everything in there. So, and there was a couple of things I didn't get a chance to say yesterday about my experience, just real quick. First of all, I do want to say that I didn't really get a chance to say how much of an impact this particular show has had on my life. I wanted to take a moment just to say thank you to you and Dr. Reggie for everything that you do, for every way that you give. And I love you. I love you both. And I thank you for what you do.
We love you too.
So that was one thing that I didn't get to say yesterday. The other thing was, after I got off the call yesterday, I did my little meditation. And what I realized that I didn't realize before that time, I had said that everything that I was, when I was going through all this stuff, everything seemed so far away from me. And what I realized yesterday was that I was responding differently. I was checking for the sensations in my body. I was incorporating, and that realization came to me yesterday because I guess when you're going through something, you want to just be able to reach over, flip a switch, turn it off, especially when you know how that you're powerful. What you teach me and what I know is that I'm powerful. When I couldn't reach over and flip that switch and turn that off and say, okay, you know, that's over there and I'm over here and I'm still good, when I couldn't do that, that's what gave me the notion that everything I had learned was so far from me. But the truth of the matter is that everything was right there for me. It really
Amen.
Was. It was right there for me in that moment that I was going through it. It's just, it was making me process things differently than what I had. Because normally I would get upset. I would go to cussing people out. I would, with some of the things that went on, I would have certainly cussed a few people out. I didn't do those things. What I did was allow myself to feel my emotions, and they were painful emotions.
I love what you said about allowing, Gloria, because it reminds me so much of Footprints, the story of how this man wanted to follow Jesus and didn't know what was going on. He talked to him in prayer every day. I did all this stuff. And in the sand, I went there and I didn't feel you with me. He said, when you didn't see the footprints, that's when I carried you. You didn't see my footprints next to you because I was carrying you. So in your heart, I think you carried the notion of all these lessons. They were right there in your heart, and you exercised them. So bravo for you. Good for you. You've learned a major spiritual lesson.
Yeah.
I think so too, Dr. Reggie, and that's the way I feel after that. I mean, every new day that comes, it's like I get a new revelation about that time, you know. So, I mean, and it wasn't that long ago. It was last weekend, you know. So I just feel like with each day that passes, I'm just a little bit wiser because of that. I mean, and I just, you know, I feel that, and I really wanted to clarify how much this has meant to me, how much you guys mean to me, and how much I appreciate
Oh, that's
you.
Beautiful, Gloria. We appreciate and love you too very much. We really do. And you did a great job in moderating the chat room for us, and you're like the co-anchor angel. That's good. really, it's a good thing.
Oh, thank you. So I want to know what the Oracle has to say for me today.
Okay, let's see what the Oracle has to say. Who just wants something general, huh?
Go ahead, flip the book.
Okay. Libra, the sign of the scales, counsels you to consider another's feelings.
Right, and I think that's what you're doing, too. So when that time comes, when Libra, which is the sign of the scales, to balance, divine balance, divinely balance everything in your life, when those things are coming at you, it's really funny that the first person had Gemini for opposition and balance, and yours is Libra, the sign of balance itself, in everything. It's the sign of the air, which means thinking, educational activities, thinking all the time, the sign of the element of air. Libra is an air sign, like Sagittarius and others, and Aquarius, when you're thinking, it's very balanced. In all your thinking, get wisdom and get understanding with the element of thinking, because you do a lot of thinking. You should also be writing something, like a book, for example, or leading something like a book, because you read very avidly, and you're tuned in to a lot of things educationally. A lot of people have been jealous of your education in the past, from the way you spoke, carried yourself very eloquently and very spiritual, and some people have tried to down you for that on some level, which is crazy, because you're very astute. God gave you wisdom and wants you to finish everything you want in your path. Write your books and teach and help others. Does that make sense?
It does, Dr. Reggie. One of the things that I didn't really get into a lot of what I, because so many things went on that day. I would have to write a book to include everything that I dealt with that day. But there was one particular, because like I said, every part of my life was, you know, the things I value most were touched that day. And one of the things was my job. So,
wow.
You know, not that I lost my job or anything like that. I just, there's been this issue, one particular area that I've been pushing to get changed on my job. And so it hit me on Friday, too, because there's disciplinary actions that they take because of this area, and this particular area is something they need to look at, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, what has happened as a result of me speaking to people, I now have a meeting with the bigger brass to present my ideas, so I'm currently working on a project to present to them. So when you said writing and teaching, that was the first thing that came to me, because I'm working on that, and I'm working on that from a new place, because I've been trying to get this pushed through for a year, and I keep getting pushed to the side.
Guess what?
So, yeah, I'm listening.
Say, God, thank you for giving me these ideas and presentations. I leave this in your hands. This is a creation. I'm co-creating with you, and I simply allow you to open up the pathway and
yes.
let it be done. And then you believe it is so, and so it is. If you try to present and force, remember the forcing current never works. Simply allow and watch what happens.
That's what I'm doing, Dr. Reggie. That is so amazing that you said that, because that's one of the things that I got from this experience this past week. That's what I'm doing. I'm allowing this thing to come through me instead of trying to create
my
own. There's an answer there. And
yes, there
what
is.
I've done before is tried to create the answer, and the truth is I need to allow the answer to come.
Amen, yes.
So that's what I'm doing, and I've got this great idea that just popped in, and so I get a chance to present that. I'll keep you guys posted on how
Please
that goes
do.
And everything. But
wow.
But yes, so good things have actually come from what, and it's so true what Cynthia teaches, that about the labels, not judging things,
That's
not
right.
calling bad things good or good, because they can turn around in an instant. So the things that I would have called, some of the things that I would have labeled as bad have actually already turned around to be something other than that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Good for you. That's fantastic.
Beautiful.
Wow. I'm so excited. And I thank you guys so much for all that you do. I appreciate you so much.
Oh, you're an angel, too. We appreciate you.
I have so much gratitude for you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Well, you know, we love you and appreciate you. You do a fantastic job in the room, and, you stay on top of the lessons and communicate that to the people in the room, and we just appreciate you. And I really enjoy the fact that you shared this wonderful experience and how you recognized, maybe in the afterthought, my goodness, I was really applying these principles.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Isn't that something?
Yes, and I want to just say just one more quick thing. You create the atmosphere for us to come forward and you know, by your own candid nature, you know, by being that person that's not afraid to say what you're thinking and what's going on in your life. So that was a safe space for me to, because that was the first time I had talked to anybody really about, I noticed that withdrawal was another tool of mine, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Before this book, I thought going off to myself meant, oh, I'm protecting the rest of the world. I'm upset, so I don't want everybody else in the world to be upset, so I'm going to go off into a corner and marinate, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is that's withdrawal. That's withdrawing from.
That's true.
And not facing those frightened parts of myself, and not wanting those frightened parts to be revealed to other people.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So it was a huge lesson. It's a huge lesson.
That's great.
Yes. Thank
that's
you.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Well,
it's a
thank
great
you.
Revelation.
And I'm glad we had the space for you to share it fully today. So this is awesome. Thank you so much.
It sure is. Gloria, thank you so much.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay, so who's next this morning? Press 1 on your telephone keypad. We lost Gloria, I think. She's from Australia. If she's still listening, I hope that she is. She did have a question. And she says, my life is very lonely at the moment. Can you see change coming? Wow. Now, you know, we've got all of these Circles of Prosperity people here on the line. And you get a question like this. Can someone tell me what goes through your mind when you hear a question like this? And in the meantime, I'm going to try to open up our Oracle book for her, okay? Press 1 on your telephone keypad. I'm very lonely. Oh, my goodness. The oracle says, relax. Only then will the tea leaves yield an answer.
Well, now relaxation is very important, because it's only when you pray that you talk to God. You go in contemplative mode and you speak to God and your higher self. But when you relax and be still and go into the silence, that's when God talks to you. It's a direct answer from the Holy Spirit. You are never alone. You may experience loneliness, but that is a state of mind. Relaxation can cure that. In your mind, your God-given imagination and faculty of reason can take you in any dimension, anywhere you want to go, at any time, and attract to you the people, the circumstances, and the events that will change your life, from loneliness to, oh, my God, stop, there's too many people. So it's going to be fun for you. Take your time and imagine in your mind what would make you really happy right now, and not to feel so lonely and not to experience loneliness, because sometimes the contemplation of being alone is what is absolutely necessary from all the chatter in the world, blah, 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 coming at you in all directions. This is your time to be brilliant, to take time and write, to relax in the moment of now.
Wow. You know, when I hear that,
that's so lonely now. This morning and like a reading this morning, please call 914-338-0590.
I'm sorry about that. Yes, if you have a question this morning, please dial 914-338-0590. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. You have Dr. Reggie here. He's one of the top psychics in the country. You don't want to miss it. You know, I'm going to go ahead, and because I don't like all this dead time, I'm going to go ahead and pick up in our book study this morning. Oh, okay. Hold on one second. Do you have a question for Dr. Reggie? Good morning, 5415.
Hi, I was just enjoying the program today. I'm just listening. Thank you.
Oh, okay. No problem. Okay, so let's go ahead and talk about, we ended yesterday on the compassion guidelines. And today we're picking up on conscious communications and actions. Conscious communications and actions. That's striving to make all of my interactions conscious and loving. Conscious and loving. Listen, creating authentic power encompasses the totality of your life. It envelops all of your experiences. It includes all of your emotions, all of your thoughts, and reveals all of your intentions. There's no interaction, there's no person or circumstance or experience that is excluded. Because your whole life serves the creation of authentic power. Isn't that what Gloria was learning? That all of these experiences, all of the emotions, all of her thoughts, after the whole episode was over, she's replaying the tapes and she's learning. That's why Dr. Reggie says, no matter what you go through, it's there for a lesson or a blessing. You learn from it. But it's only when you take the time to stop and say, whew, what happened to me here? What's the lesson here for me? And generally what happens when the drama comes up in our life, we get all caught up in the drama and we don't take the time to say, what am I supposed to learn from this? And if you have young adults, 17, 18, 19, and they're creating drama in their lives, as the parent or as the one with wisdom, you need to guide and help them navigate through that, that they can see the lessons, because they're going to hit their heads up against the wall quite a few times in order to get the lesson. So guide them through. Don't allow them to beat themselves up. And there's no need for you to beat them up, because the experience itself has already taken them through the ringer. You just need to be that loving guidance. You need to choose love here and not your fear that they're going to make a mistake. Love them through the lesson. Don't even see it as a mistake. This is their school. Amen? Okay, so he says nothing is too big, such as a terminal illness, or too important, such as the attack on the World Trade Center, or even too monumental, such as a global economic dysfunction that can be excluded. We can learn from all of these experiences. And I cannot tell you the number of times that as I'm going through this book, the visions that come to me are not about my personal drama. It's about the drama going on nationally that's impacting everybody's life. The drama that's going on internationally that's impacting everyone's life. My perspective is global. And slowly it's converting into cosmic consciousness. I'm aware of what we do here and how it impacts the universe. But nothing is too small for us to learn from, or too big for us to learn. So attempting to create authentic power without using everything in your life is like trying to swim without water. You can imagine swimming. You can picture it. You can read about it. You can even be inspired by it and even practice moving your arms and your heads as though you were swimming. But without water, you cannot swim. You cannot swim in a shallow stream. You need to immerse yourself in water. You need to submerge yourself totally and enter the water completely. And when you set the intention to swim, that intention will lead you where? Directly to water. And when you set the intention to create authentic power, that intention will take you directly into interactions with others. You see, when you tune in here to Circles of Prosperity and you're hearing these words, I'm digging soil in your consciousness and planting seeds. Expect growth. Expect growth. And here's the thing about growth. And I think I've shared this example because there was a Dr. Richelieu out in California. He gave this example, and it just blew my socks off. So I may have shared it with you before because it really talks. It just explains how change occurs in our life. He says you take a seed of grass. You know, if you put it in your hand, it's hard. It's a hard seed, and it's very small. And you plant that seed, which is only going to generate one blade of grass. So you plant it. And now that seed is down in the earth. It's dark. There's warmth because the sun is warming up the soil. There's moisture because you've taken the time to water. And it is pulling in the nutrients that it needs. And it breaks through that hard shell. One tiny blade of grass. And as it works, can you imagine that the pain of breaking through that hard shell and you're just this fragile blade of grass? And then it has to push the soil out of the way to peek above to get more sun. Can you imagine the pain of that? And yet here it is. You have a desire, which is a seed. And based on nature, based on the universe, things start shifting in your life to manifest this desire. But we as humans get involved in the shifting, where the land is shifting. And yes, it can be uncomfortable, but if our focus stays on the shifting, then we lose focus of the desire. Don't pay attention to the shifting. There's going to be drama. People may leave your life. New people may come in. It may be disruptive, but it's all making way for your growth to move towards that which you desire to manifest. So I'm not surprised to hear that some drama unfolded for Gloria, because there have been some seeds planted, and she has created circumstances that she can apply the principles that she's learning, because that's her desire for her spiritual growth. Do you guys get this? Do you see it? And now, what do the old church people say? Oh, baby, you know, when you get on that path and you are living the life according to the word of God, Satan is going to rear his ugly head and make life difficult for you. But that's for you to learn. Don't they tell you that? Right? Okay. But understand that Satan represents the challenges. It's not an energy force that's outside of you. It's the energy force inside of you. You are so perfectly designed that you create the circumstances that you need in order to grow. I just love it. I just love it. 0411, you're on the air.
Cynthia, how you doing?
I'm wonderful, sweetheart. How are you?
Oh, I tell you, I wanted to be on the call earlier when you asked, but it was some distraction in the background and so on, and it wouldn't have been good then. But I just wanted to know what is in the car, because lately it seems like there's so much been going on in my life. It seems like I'm stuck sometimes, like I can't get out of the park. And then at the same time, I'm all for the last week. I've been spending some evenings trying to deal with my younger child, my twin boy, trying to teach him a lesson on life and trying to motivate him. Got him on a football team, thinking, well, that's all he always wanted to do, thinking that, okay, he's on a football team. Now he'll start having better behavior and doing better in school. So I'm just like, am I wasting my time with this? You know, I'm telling them, look, you're on there in the team. Now what is it? You know, it's always an excuse. Sometimes you just don't know. You just want to throw your hands up.
Oh, well, if he's acting up, you know, kids are this way. They, you know, they will do whatever is necessary to get attention. They're seeking love. So it'll either be it can be positive or it can be negative. But somewhere he's crying for help. So putting him into the sports, it may not be what he's really seeking. He's seeking maybe more time with you or more time with mom. That's what you have to dig and find out. But let's see what do you want me to ask the book, Oracle? Do you want to find out about your life, why you're stuck?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Aries, the sign of the ram, propels you toward a positive outcome. Hold on. Let me let Dr. Reggie interpret this for you.
Aries is a sign of fire, the first sign in the zodiac, and the configuration of fire, which means your will is being executed. Your divine will needs to be executed, not your egoistic will. I'm going to do this. You're going to change. If you see me doing this, then you do this. No, no. I won't demand of you. I won't force you with my fire will. But I simply let go and allow the presence of God to work through you as demonstrated through me. So everything becomes easier now. I'm not fighting for money. I'm not fighting for space. I'm not fighting for my child's education. I'm not fighting for anything. You don't have to fight. With God, who are you competing with? Your higher self? You have an ascension process every day with circles of prosperity. That ascension process activates your light body and your mind, that divine seed that since you mentioned. That is a sign of my divine will, my magic wand, my fire energy, my purging. Fire cleanses, fire purifies, and fire refines. Learn the lessons of the energy of fire and the lesson of the ram so that those horns don't get butted and broken. You don't have to butt your way through and force your way in. Simply let go and allow God. And all is well and in divine order.
Thank you, Dr. Reddy.
Woof. Okay. That was powerful. That's Gene's favorite word. That was powerful. Love you, Anthony.
Thank you, Cynthia and Dr. Reggie.
All right. So welcome.
Continue to be a wonderful angel that you are, Anthony, always teaching, because you have these wonderful qualities as a minister.
Yeah.
And a seeker of truth. And we send love and light to you to embrace you as the energy of the light quotient comes into 2012. It's changing everything and everybody on a planetary level and a personal level.
Okay. Hey, listen, if you want a reading this morning, you need to dial 914-338-0590. That's 914-338-0590. Press 1 on your telephone keypad if you're already in the queue, and we'll give you a reading. Ask your question. Dr. Reggie is here, and he'll give you a reading. Otherwise, we're going to continue our book study. Okay. He was given the example of swimming and comparing swimming to setting your intention when you want to create your authentic power. So he says creating authentic power is different from every previous spiritual, religious, and self-help endeavor. Authentic power makes no sense and has no use in five sensory humans who pray to the universe to help them defeat enemies. They ask deities for advantages, and they manipulate and control circumstances and others to survive. Creating authentic power uproots every part of your personality that values your experiences more than the experiences of others, your well-being more than the well-being of others, your life more than the lives of others. Creating authentic power uproots every part of your personality that values your experiences more than the experiences of others. In other words, when you're moving from your authentic power, there's never going to be a comparison with someone else. You're not better than. You know, as we go through the way religion is set up right now, if you are in somebody's church and you're living by the word of God because you're in this church and they're teaching you, what tends to happen is this superiority thing. I'm better than. And I don't, you know, you're religious. You're doing what's right. And people that are not doing it the way you're doing it, it's wrong. Those are labels. They're labels. And I think there's a wonderful intention in making the Bible alive in you. It's a wonderful intention. But Jesus' main lesson was love your brother as you love yourself. That's his number one lesson. That was his only commandment, that we love one another. So, are my experiences more than and have more value than yours? No. That's why I share my experiences. I tell you everything that's going on in my life. Dr. Reggie says, do you have to tell them everything? I go, well, I can't help it because, it doesn't. I share because I want you to know that I'm human. And that I'm going through these experiences and learning just like you are. And I want you to have the courage to grow. And it's okay if you falter. It's okay because you will learn from the lesson. So that's why I share. I don't have anything to hide. Not really. Mm-mm. It's just stuff. Just lessons. And maybe something that I've gone through will bless you. That's why I ask you to share. Because what you go through blesses me. You see how we impact each other's lives. We impact each other's lives. So I love it when people call. You know, Karen left a most beautiful message. Karen, I just want you to know I got it, and I have been totally swamped. My life has changed so much here. I have you guys in the morning, and then I'm working on a job from 10 to 7, and then I have a Saturday job that I'm working, and still trying to build Circles of Prosperity. We've got some exciting things coming up. I'm sending out letters and stuff to guests to bring them on. So my life is very busy, and I may not have the time to call and chat with you like I used to. But I appreciate it when you call me and leave me these beautiful voicemail messages. I appreciate it when you send me an email and say, Cynthia, oh my God, that lesson. Because if you don't press 1 on your telephone keypad and say, this is what I'm going through, I don't know if I'm reaching you. So that brings me up to something. When you go to our website, circlesofprosperity.org, you can join as a member. I don't push this as much as I should. You can join as a member on circlesofprosperity.org. There is a forum there. And let me tell you exactly how to get to it. Because if you're on the phone every day listening to Circles of Prosperity, I need to know that. I need to know that how this show is impacting you. If I don't hear from you, how will I know? So if you go to Circles of Prosperity and you click on Morning Devotion, you'll see a drop down for forums. That's one place. But to participate in the forums, you have to become a member. So you just click on the members button and it'll walk you through joining the site, okay? So forums is the first place that you can go to participate and let me know what's going on. And I have different topics here about the soul view and consciousness and Bill Bowers, his National Energy Infusion and Healing Circle. He's been asking for your feedback. I had asked you to take a look at the movie As Good As It Gets and get your feedback. I can see where everybody's going in and viewing, but nobody's writing anything. There's a place for you to share. Also, if you click on more, you'll see that I have resources. I have a space for testimonials. So you can go in and write your testimonial about what you've experienced in Circles of Prosperity. We need that because when you write a testimonial, people visit our site and they're looking at it and go, oh, I think I want to tune in. You help us promote Circles of Prosperity. And you help other people. Okay? The other thing, and I am really bad about this, but I do have a button on more for donations. So Anthony said, Cynthia, let's try to create Circles of Prosperity in different cities. I said, okay, so we're working now on trying to create meetup groups in different cities, but we need to be able to finance those meetup groups because there's a fee every month, and we want to be able to support them in that. So either you can make a donation here for that to support us in that, or you can volunteer to set up a meetup group in your city with Circles of Prosperity, and you can have a small group of your friends and talk about the books that we're going through and share all of that information with them. And there will be a support system here to help you through the book study guides. So there's a lot that's going on our little site. And I ask you to take the time. We're also on Facebook. You go to Facebook and search for Circles of Prosperity. You'll find us on Facebook. Please go and like our page on Facebook. And you can also follow our Twitter feed, Circles Prosper, Circles Prosper on Twitter. I don't promote those enough, and I should. I'm taking the time today, and I want to let you know that I appreciate your donations very, very much, and we will use those donations in order to continue to grow Circles of Prosperity. So please feel free to do that. So let's see. Where are we going? He says, in order to transform your experiences into a learning adventure, a sea of compassion that continually offers you opportunities to swim or to drown. And he's comparing swimming and drowning with creating your authentic power, which equals and means swimming, to pursuing external power, which equals and means drowning. So you swim when you create your experiences consciously. You see how Gloria said she didn't react the way she normally did in those circumstances? That she stopped and she thought about it. She was consciously choosing how she was going to respond, rather than allowing that circumstance to push her old buttons. That's learning to swim, isn't it? You go, Gloria. You long for what you do not have and fear to lose what you have. Frightened parts of your personality determine your perceptions and your experiences and your intentions. You fear life and you fear death. What a quandary to be in. You pray for divine intervention without understanding its purpose. It's to assist you in living a life of love and gratitude and fulfillment, not to relieve you of the work that you were born to do. See, we want somebody to come in and just take the burden away. But the burden is the blessing. Think about that the next time you're praying for help. What are you really asking for? What is the intention behind it? What is the hidden agenda? Hey, Gloria, I see you logged back in. Did you get your reading? Gloria from Australia, did you hear your reading? You can go back and listen to it on the archive if you missed it. All right. So multisensory perception illuminates a higher order of reasoning and justice. It reveals relationships between the outer world and the inner world that five-sensory humans do not see. What five-sensory humans believe that their emotional experiences are caused by these external circumstances. Oh, the economy is horrible. I can't find a job. I'm broke because there's no jobs. Blah, blah, blah. We're all dependent on this whole external thing now here, right? And we all are listening to the same media, right? And we're all listening to the rejections from the banks, right? Hello. That's the physical world. Multisensory humans know that their emotional experiences are independent of external circumstances. What's going on in your life has nothing to do with your emotions. Your emotions may be responding to it, but that's not the source of it. What's the source of your emotions? Anybody, press 1 on your telephone keypad. Dr. Reggie, what's the source of our emotions?
Soul is energy in motion.
Hello?
Your soul is energy in motion.
The soul. And what's the soul connected to?
Your higher self, God.
Amen. Amen.
Who breathed into you and you became a living soul.
Mm. Okay. So he says five sensory humans see their lives as obstacle courses,
mm-hmm,
or random impositions of a cruel universe. But multisensory humans see each life as a journey through an educational environment.
Joyful.
It's the Earth School. And it's designed for the benefit of souls learning to grow spiritually. Through the choices that their personalities make. Hello, are you guys ready for that? Wow. That's amazing. So most five sensory humans strive to make their interactions conscious and loving when it's appropriate. That's conditional love, is it not? But multisensory humans, in pursuit of authentic power, they make all of their interactions conscious and loving because they long for wholeness and intend to create it. They refuse to be considered or to be controlled any longer by anger or jealousy or vengefulness or resentment and rage. They take seriously Gandhi's challenge to be the change they want to see. And they know that the influence of their choices extends far beyond the domain of the five senses. You know, being African American, we have a rich culture of being able to overcome obstacles. And I don't think we appreciate that about us enough, because there's one part that of us that just thinks that we're not worthy. And I'm not saying that this is all African Americans, but that it is prevalent among our race, where we think that we're not worthy, that we think that we have very little value. And if you listen to some of the commentators on the news now, because we're in the middle of an election, they actually talk about the coded things that the Republicans are saying, and they that refer to race and these negative belief systems or beliefs about us, about African Americans as a race. Not true. It's very subtle what they say. But honestly, we have a rich heritage. And so the question I have here is, what is it that they fear about our rich heritage? What is it that they know about us that they fear that they have to create a reality that's not true about who we are as a people, as a race? And so now when I hear those things and I feel my emotions are feeling it, what do? I respond in love. I am embracing these people in love, and I'm praying that they move beyond their fear. This country as a whole has to move beyond the fear. We cannot begin to heal this country with all of the problems that we have until we move beyond the fear. If we want to heal this country, we have to come together as one, and we must heal it with love, nothing else. Everything else is manipulation and control, which equals and means destruction. And so you who are joining on Circles of Prosperity, especially this morning, I'm asking that you close your eyes at this moment and just see this country healed in love. Someone has to start the conversation about love. Someone has to start it. Why not you? Why not me? It begins with us. I love you guys this morning. I extended the show because we normally have so many callers, but it's the holiday weekend. And I'm going to go ahead and end the show. If you have a question or comment this morning that you'd like to add, please go ahead and press 1 on your telephone keypad. Otherwise, I will have Dr. Reggie take us into our closing prayer. Oh, my God, you guys mean so much to me. Have such a wonderful holiday weekend. Dr. Reggie?
Heavenly Father, thank you for this beautiful, dynamic, supportive energy of wisdom. And that the angel Raziel, the angel of divine wisdom, will touch each and every person listening to solve their problem in a multi-sensory way. Let us not be limited by feelings or ego, but let us expand the energy of who we are. Remember, even as a race, we are a new breed and a future seed of a new pride. on the horizons of reality. And we thank you for giving that all those rich cultural experiences that we have inbred in us for survival, and that we are a surviving entity, and that because of you, we have survived through everything, through slavery, through racism and everything, and we're combating all of it in a loving way. With love, we become that which we are to become, unfolded and unyielding in a spiritual way in you. Thank you for circles of prosperity, that we prosper on every level of reality, in our health, in our minds, in our understandings, in our love for each other, in our partnerships, both spiritual and otherwise, romantic, in all partnerships. Everything is a partnership in life, but our most important partnership is with you. Understanding this, let us walk in love and peace and be guided by the divine essence of the Holy Spirit. We believe it is so, and so it is.